Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
School goes online after virus outbreak.
It's going to be very difficult to physically distance.
Executive orders raise questions.
We have to get money out to the people.
Biden closes in on choosing running mate.
It's got to be who he feels most comfortable with.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, coronavirus cases in this country now top 5 million, and 9 cases in Georgia are cause for concern as school officials all over the country try to plan for the months ahead. Last week outside Atlanta, the social media pictures from a high school with jammed hallways and no masks got attention. And now, as CBS's Mark Strassman tells us, there's an outbreak there.
Officials confirmed that in-person classes are now suspended. In a letter to parents over the weekend, the principal says, "We know there were 6 students and 3 staff members who were in school for at least some time last week who have since reported to us that they have tested positive for COVID-19.
They kind of sent us into school and used us as guinea pigs."
Sophomore Hannah Waters, who was briefly suspended last week for posting the photo, says the 9 cases are very concerning.
"We don't know how many people those 9 people came in contact with."
Of the 21 school districts reopening today, 8 will be in person full time, many of them located in the South. And according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, over 338,000 children have tested positive for COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. More than 97,000 of those were during the last 2 weeks of July.
Tens of thousands of bikers are in Sturgis, South Dakota for the largest public event since the pandemic began, the annual rally that draws people from all over the country. There are no rules about masks or social distancing.
"We need to see in America that we're not to be fearful. I mean, cautious but not fearful."
Local businesses pushed for the rally to go on as scheduled. 60% of residents wanted it called off. Congressional Democrats want to restart talks on an aid plan that would restore the $600 a week boost to millions of people who are unemployed. CBS's Ben Tracy says it comes after President Trump signed executive orders.
"You can't beat the deal we made. We've got much of what we wanted."
But there wasn't actually a deal. President Trump gave up on negotiations with Democrats and is now taking unilateral actions.
"And it was time to act."
A lot of the claims President Trump made at his New Jersey golf club this weekend simply don't add up. He says he's preventing evictions, but in reality, his order directs federal agencies to consider whether halting evictions is necessary. The president says he's creating a new $400 weekly federal unemployment benefit, but that's far less than the $600 benefit Democrats want to extend. And 25% of it would have to be funded by states, which is unlikely given many are facing severe budget cuts.
The latest CBS News Battleground Tracker poll shows Joe Biden leading Mr. Trump by 6 points in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin, two of the states that helped swing the 2016 election to the president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has more on Biden's search for a Democratic running mate.
Even on a bike ride at his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, the former vice president couldn't escape the question everyone wants answered.
"Mr. Vice President, have you picked a running mate yet?"
"Yeah, I have."
"You have? Who is it?
Who is it?
You."
Joking aside, Biden is expected to announce his VP pick in the coming days.
Everyone.
Former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice was spotted playing tennis with her husband on Sunday.
"Ambassador, have you been interviewed by Vice President Biden?"
"Happy Sunday, ladies."
CBS News has learned that Biden has met face-to-face with at least one of the contenders. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer flew to Delaware last Sunday to meet with him.
A chaotic night in Chicago as hundreds of people smashed windows and stole from stores along the city's Magnificent Mile shopping district. and some other places downtown, and there were clashes with police.
I watched a police officer grab a young man and beat him up.
Deputy Chief Yolanda Talley.
We did have an officer that was maced by someone in the crowd. We do have an officer that sustained a shoulder injury.
And for the second straight night in Portland, Oregon, police declared a riot after protesters marched to a police union building, set fires, and blocked a road. It's not clear how many arrests were made. A police officer fired shots at a car with three teenagers and two younger kids inside in Waycross, Georgia.
These my kids that they shot at. Okay. These my kids that they taken to jail.
Dominique Goodman says his children were pulled over while returning from a Walmart. The three youngest fled. The two older teens were arrested on gun charges and other counts. The officer who opened fire says the car began coming at him. In Duval County, Florida, a verdict's expected today in what's apparently been the country's first trial by Zoom. Jury selection was done virtually last week for the one-day trial, a lawsuit against an adult club. It's a grim scene for hundreds of thousands of people in several states in the East, 6 days after a storm knocked out power. In Connecticut, Amy Hopkins lost a fridge full of food stockpiled for the pandemic.
Now I have to start from scratch again trying to get food.
Social distancing was just a memory when a player got hit by a pitch and the Houston Astros and Oakland Athletics squared off in a benches clearing brawl.
This is not good, folks. This is exactly what Major League Baseball said you absolutely cannot do.
The call on NBC, the A's batter who charged to the mound was ejected from the game. Some of college football's top players have tweeted they want to play this fall under a We Are United hashtag. They want COVID-19 safety protocols. Officials of the five major conferences met yesterday, no final decision, but one said the outlook for a season is not any better. A familiar face on TV took a painful fall, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
America's Got Talent resumed social distanced filming in L.A.
Here we go again. Wow.
But Simon Cowell was absent a day after he broke his back when he fell off an electric bike he was testing out in his driveway. He says he underwent 5 hours of surgery to have a number of fusions and a metal rod inserted. Fellow judges Sofia Vergara, Heidi Klum, and Howie Mandel, all wearing masks, posted a photo from the set motioning toward Cowell's empty chair with wishes for a speedy recovery.
Much of the pandemic school discussion has been about classrooms. What about the vehicles that get a lot of kids to school?
26 million kids normally ride a school bus each day. However, with the arrival of COVID-19,
you'll have to have multiple runs all day taking kids to and from school.
President of the National Association for Pupil Transportation, Steve Simmons, says the challenge is social distancing.
Your typical school buses, let's say 65 passengers, you're going to put 8 to 12 kids on that bus.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
New Zealand has now marked 100 days since the last case of coronavirus. Life has returned to normal there in restaurants and sports stadiums. The country of 5 million people imposed a strict lockdown in late March with 100 COVID cases. The country's jobless rate has stayed at around 4%, but some government assistance expires next month. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.